Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House.
Look for new menu items like their better-for-you comfort foods, including the tuna poke bowl and spaghettini primavera. Plus seasonal favorites like the new maple grain salad, beef stroganoff, and carrot cake.
Lex and Dawn, we are going to have a happy hour at the Lowry. How does that sound?
Amazing.
Okay. They have, you know, they still have their comfort foods like the steak and pierogies. They have the Nashville fried chicken sandwich, but they have new things as well.
Ooh, like what?
Well, and they're better for you new things. Did you hear that, Dawn?
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, they're calling it new, better for you comfort foods, like a tuna poke bowl, which I love, a spaghettini primavera.
Ooh, yum. I'm going to try that.
I know. Lex, let's Lady and the Tramp that.
Ooh, yes.
Who's the tramp?
Ew.
Well, we'll let them figure that out. And then after all of that, you can try the carrot cake. Lex, I know you love a carrot cake.
I love carrot cake, and I cannot wait to try theirs because everything there is so good.
And Dawn, you can have like a spoonful.
Okay, great.
Dine with them, make reservations, do takeout all at thelowryuptown.com.
I need some dirt.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up to the minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
All right, there was a lot of partying going on behind the scenes during the making of Dazed and Confused in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And apparently that partying reached epic proportions because it looks like they basically smoked Austin out of all of its weed. The city of Austin, Texas ran out of weed while they were filming.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
How did you find this out? Where'd this come from?
This is an article from Bro Bible.
I think McConaughey has a new book coming out, too.
Oh.
And he talks a little bit about that.
I mean, he has a book out now where he goes into all different kinds of details about his life. Some of them that are like, wow, very brave of him to talk about that he was abused and things like that. So if there are some highlights like that in the book, I kind of didn't want to read it because it sounded a bit depressing, but yeah, it might be in there as well. Justin Bieber. Yes, Kenny? Any more
As for Dazed, Dazed and Confused, wouldn't it be fun to see a documentary about the making of that, like we've seen for Animal House and all the other great comedies? It'd just be a lot of fun to hear more behind-the-scenes stories, because none of them were really big actors. They were all, you know, very young and making their debuts.
For sure, and look what they've gone on to do.
Right.
Justin Bieber has a bone to pick with Google because he doesn't like the pictures that come up when you do an image search of him. He's angry because it says they all come up with him looking disheveled when he was battling Lyme disease. And he says, quote, "I feel as though people try to legitimately sabotage me. This is so frustrating considering that I look a lot of I took a lot of time to get healthy, and I feel as though people try to legitimately bring me down." He's asked them to change it. Who cares?
Well,
like, you're that big of a celebrity. Are you really caring what comes up in a Google search for your name?
He lives a little bit of an isolated life, I think.
I am searching. I am Google searching you right now, McLean.
Sure, do it.
Ooh, I'm going to Google search myself.
images.
Let's see what happens when you
do that.
God,
you look great. You don't have that problem, Dawn.
Well, yes, I mean, yes. He also went through a period of time where he was behaving really badly at bars and peeing in buckets and everything. So just review your life, okay?
Sizzrip.
Oh, boy.
Oh, when you Google images for Stephanie Hansen, there's a lady that is a politician that comes up with Joe Biden.
Okay.
It's not me.
It's not you. All right. There's a new Pink Panther movie in the works.
Love.
And it's going to include a cartoon Pink Panther. This is the way this one works. The cartoon Pink Panther will actually be in the movie this time. The lead character is a smooth operating inspector who suffers a traumatic event that causes him to conjure up a Pink Panther as an imaginary friend.
Huh.
He doesn't speak, but he does help solve cases.
So it's not featuring Steve Martin?
No.
Because that was a great Pink Panther.
Some people don't like that one.
The old ones are the best.
The Peter Sellers ones.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know when that's coming out, but I believe it has to do with the, it's the director of Sonic the Hedgehog. And also, the writer Bad Boys for Life. Those two have come together for the project. So.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully we'll be able to see it in theaters sometime. That's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 1071.
Okay. That is my favorite record of all time.
Oh,
is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it just
I have
is.
To respect you for that.
I think it's partly... Okay, I love the record.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of my sister, who was killed at 18. So I know it's sad, but... So this like record during that time frame was really popular, so it reminds me of like her.
Yes.
So I guess that is kind of sad, but it was a long time ago. The other part about it is if you've ever watched any of the like documentaries about the making of this record, that's pretty cool. Everybody was having sex with everyone.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like this very tumultuous time that sometimes great creativity comes out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Dawn.
Yes.
Before the break, I was telling you as an up-and-coming baker that there's something exciting. And I think I've told you about this person before.
Okay.
Her name is Zoe Francois. She's from the Twin Cities, and her Instagram handle is Zoe Bakes.
Okay, Zoe Bakes.
And Zoe Bakes is getting a TV show in conjunction with the Magnolia Network with Chip and Joanna Gaines and the Discovery Channel. It's being produced by Andrew Zimmern and his production company, Intuitive Content. And in the series, she breaks down the secrets of the best pastry chefs and teaches viewers how to achieve beautiful and delicious desserts from your own kitchen.
Wow.
It will be on in 2021.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Zoe is amazing. If you want to follow her right now.
I just started following her.
She makes just beautiful pastry. She's doing this in her South Minneapolis home. She's a super great human. She's a friend. We love her so much. She's a great dancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Part of her videos, she'll have like music in them too. She's really great, built up a great following. So you can follow Zoe Bakes, and the series will launch in 2021.
That's so great for her.
Yeah. And just if you look at her, like she teaches you how to do all the fancy like sugar and you know how it makes spikes on the top of your cake and the meringue.
Yes, there's so many different types of meringue, too.
Yes. I don't know anything about baking.
You know, I'm not really great. I don't love meringue. And so whenever those classes come up, I've done a couple of them and I'm like, eh, I don't know. We're not, Americans don't really use meringue as much as British people do. You know, you've got French meringue, Italian meringue, Swiss meringue.
Do you end up using a lot of gelatin in your... Because we don't use gelatin that much either. And that's used a lot in Europe.
I haven't yet. I haven't had a class like that yet. But yeah, you see that all the time on Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like last week, they had the... I don't know if you watched Friday's episode of this season of Bake Off. They had to create like this layered cake that had... sponge in it, and then a mousse, and another layer of sponge, and something else. And then on top of it, it was almost like two different types of cakes. They had a jelly mold that they had to inject and create artwork within it with other, like it was gelatin. But cool. Then it was like they created flowers and a snow globe and all this cool kind of stuff. It was beautiful.
I might have to watch that.
Yeah. It was really interesting. It was the last one. So if you just want to skip forward to the showstopper, that's what it was.
Okay. So you're still watching The Great British Bake Off. I've only watched like two seasons, but I loved them.
Oh, gosh. You could totally binge that now.
Yeah, I really could. Yeah. I really could.
It's so comforting. It's just, I love the style of their reality show.
Yeah, they're kind.
They're nice to each other.
And it's helpful. They help each other a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
You see a little cooperation, which I appreciate.
And something else that is interesting, I also listened to a podcast put on by the same company called The Bake Down. And it's these bakers that talk about their experiences on the Bake Off. And you can also, when you take these classes, you can ask them questions. Something that's interesting that I didn't really think about, I heard the other day, was that, you know, they talk about they're being judged. And so they talk about, like, what does this person need to do in the coming weeks to improve their bakes? What can they do tomorrow in the showstopper to make things better so they don't go home? It's kind of impossible because they have to turn in their recipes like 5 weeks in advance.
Yep.
So if they wanted to tweak how they baked, they already have their ingredients that the crew, the home economists have set up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already pre-planned. So it's really hard to deviate from what you plan to do before you get into the tent. But it's just sort of like this fantasy that we think that people are going to be able to adjust, but they're not really allowed to. What they turned in, you know, they have to plan all that in advance. So it's kind of like a moot point. you know what I mean? So
this is exactly why I like baking shows and I like watching them, but why I don't love baking, because it's too precise.
It really is. I've had a lot of fails, you know, and I'm just, it's really teaches you to have grace with yourself. I've learned that because I can be pretty hard on myself. And it's really taught me that, like, it's okay. It's just a cake and I can remake it. And you can't expect to be perfect at everything the first time you do it.
Right.
So it's
I like
there are a couple of things.
Look at that life lesson you threw in there.
Oh, it's pretty fun because the last week I really did have a big fail. I made Florentines. Do you know what Florentines are?
I do.
Yeah. So they're little cookies that are made up of like mixed peel and almonds and, you know, different. It's just like a loose cookie that comes together with caramel. So I overcooked my caramel and I didn't realize it. So then when it came time to bake this, it all just sort of, there wasn't enough caramel to hold them together. So it all just spread out on the pan into this big blob. I tried to reshape them. The other recipe we did at the same time was biscotti.
Yum.
So what I did is I just took the Florentine crumbles, since I wasn't able to make cookies out of them, and I pressed them on top of my biscotti pieces, rebaked them for, you know, 5 minutes, and the caramel adhered to the biscotti.
I bet it was fantastic.
Yeah, see? You just got to take your mistakes and turn it into something else.
I do love a Florentine cookie.
Yeah. I have to remake those correctly.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so a little baking talk for you.
That's your baking segment, right.
When we come back, we are going to have a Live for Free name announcement, so make sure you are listening. We're also going to talk about something that I am just, my blood is boiling, just even reading the headline, which is Apple and BatteryGate, because remember...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's battery on their phones driving down like 2 minutes after you bought it. Yeah. And I feel like it's still happening.
Yeah.
I keep buying new phones and the battery lasts for like 3 months and then it's over.
Mine only charges to 82%.
Yeah.
Right now. And it tells you this is normal for a lithium battery to degrade over time. It's like BS.
Yeah. I feel real bad about my Apple battery life generally on a daily basis.
Yes.
And I'm constantly, you know, the panic of not having the cord, the charger, like that's real.
It truly is. Yeah. And I don't want, my phone's 4 years old, so I don't want to buy another one. So anyway, all right. So that'll come up in the Dirt Alert next. And like she said, we do have another Live for Free name that we're going to announce at 8:20.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hello, all right.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Here with the Dirt Alert. Stephanie Hansen is here with me. Usually Elizabeth Reese is doing this, but I'm doing it now. So let's get into this Apple iPhone battery gate situation. So Apple has been ordered to pay $113 million in this settlement into this investigation into its practice of intentionally slowing down old iPhones. So we always suspected this, and in 2017... they admitted that they did this and said it was to prevent old batteries from randomly shutting devices off, not to force customers to buy newer smartphone models, as some people believed. That is just a dumb excuse, I think. Either way, the payout is the latest Apple has made in regards to the matter. The company paid $500 million to settle a class action lawsuit in May. So this $113 million settlement, I mean, can I get some of this money?
I was just going to say, am I getting some? Because I'm the rube that would buy a new phone every 2 years because I couldn't keep a charge.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We all thought that. And then it was proven to be true. Then this new investigation was launched by more than 30 states, including Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana. And the investigators alleged that they were aware that these updates were slowing down devices, but failed to inform customers of the practice. In addition to the fine, they also legally committed to greater transparency. They have to tell you what's going on. Okay.
Well, and remember when one of the phones that I have, the way they handled it was like, okay, well, we'll put a battery notification on your phone so you can look and see like where your battery's at.
Battery health. Yeah.
Yeah. So great. So my battery health is only just telling me that you're grifting me more.
Right. Mine's at 82. Exactly. It will only charge up to 82% of its total. So
the apps are using so much more memory now.
So
yeah. Okay.
Wait a second. With this, like mine is at 85. I just happened to check it the other day. So you're saying when my phone on the home screen says it's at 100%, it's at 100% of 85%?
It depends.
Well, do you have to go in and look at battery health and click on that part there? Okay.
I did, and it says 85%.
Yeah, it will only charge up to 85% of its total of what the full battery health would have been. I have to do this really quick, guys.
Dude, it sucks this year.
Sorry, it's very awkward, but let's force this in.
Cram it in there, Dawn.
Yes, it's time to announce a Live for Free name. Brittany Anderson of St. Michael, this is this hour's name. Call us back, 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. And if you do, you will win $100 and be registered to win that grand prize of $10,000. Once again, Brittany Anderson. If you are not Brittany Anderson of St. Michael, please wait to call to tell us something at a different time. 651-641-1071. Not to say that that's happening.
Ever.
Back to the conversation.
Okay, so my phone, if you're right, Kenny, so my maximum capacity is 92%.
That's pretty good. I wish.
But I've only had this phone for a year.
But, and same here, but then that figure up on the very top right of your phone when you charge it says 100%. So am I to assume that I'm at 100% of 85%? Is that what it is? Oh my God.
I believe so.
Yes. So
that would be the right way.
Just shifty.
Yeah,
that's,
that would be the right way to describe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Isn't it? Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're having to cough up some money here. And that's a good thing. But I also don't trust that they're going to be transparent.
Oh, why would you?
I mean, the only way they've been transparent is they've added that little thing on our phone, but that's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say, and we're slowing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's no way to prove that they are, so.
And you should be able to change a battery. Mm. Like, why can't you just get a battery for your four-year-old phone if you want to keep your four-year-old phone?
I think they made it available where now you can open your iPhone or have an outside outside company open it and you won't lose the warranty. I believe that was a change they also made because it used to be that if you did that, then you don't, then you can't ever, if you have it repaired by someone else. So,
I'm married to the man who did repair his own iPhone. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh gosh.
He was like, well, I think I can figure this out. I watched a YouTube and he did repair one and then he tried it again. And he wasn't able to repair the second one later on. So he eventually did have to get a new phone. But I was like, way to go, MacGyver.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, well, one out of two isn't bad.
You know, Lobster, that's right. He's always thinks he can fix it on his own. Why ask for help when you're a perfectly able-bodied person and can figure things out on your own?
You can do anything with YouTube.
100% agree. Yeah.
Of course you do, Kenny. You're a man. I'm like, there are people that we can pay to do these things.
That's true.
Like, you do not have to do anything.
You're getting screwed by those people. Why hire them when I can do it?
Because sometimes time is money. And getting it done.
Yes.
I'll get to it. It's on my list.
Yes. Yeah, sure you will. All right. We are having a fight at the house.
Are you? What about...
And it's a real fight. It is a real fight.
A real one.
And it sounds so dumb, but it's a real fight. We do not see eye to eye on a couch configuration.
Oh.
We need to buy a new couch.
Sure.
He, as a man who is very linear, wants a L-shaped rectangle.
Yeah.
With the rectangle table that he's demanded we have.
Right.
We already have this table, and he says he really wants this table, so fine. But the couch I want sticks out 4 inches into a sliding glass door area.
Okay.
So the visual really bugs him.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so he won't, approve the purchase of the couch.
Oh, no. Okay.
And he will say things like, I've given you the dimensions. I've given you that we need this table. I'm just telling you what the room requires.
Oh,
so you have all the freedom within these parameters.
Right. Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Kenny agrees with Lobster. He doesn't understand what the problem is.
Yeah. I think,
The problem is you giving me the parameters, you dictating that we need this table, that it needs to be this shape, that you're giving me all of these... It's not freedom of choice. I can't just go, I want a rounded couch. He wants an L shape. And we have had two fights about it.
It can't be hanging out and blocking the sliding.
It's not blocking. And it's
but
not
you
blocking.
Said it is by 4 inches.
Well, it's in that space, but it's not blocking.
Well, that screws up the whole integrity of the room.
Integrity. Ooh.
So last night, as we're sitting there, I look and he's pulled his chair out a little bit because we have different furniture in there right now. And his chair is 4 inches into the door.
Uh-oh, did you point that out?
I did. And he just gave me a look like, really? Really? We're going to do this again?
Yeah.
I'm at a stalemate. I'm not going to do what he says.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to negotiate or try to compromise on a different couch, or you just really want that couch?
I already have moved on from the couch I want, but I'm not just going to buy what he wants because he said no.
Oh, no.
I know. This is why we're in a fight. And who, by the way, why does he care so much? Like, give me a win. Let me have something. Everything is his way.
Well, not if it screws up the entire integrity of the room.
It doesn't, though. It's an open floor plan. So it's not like, you know, it's literally hanging out into a walkway or anything. It's not.
It sounds like you're being a little stubborn here.
Oh, yeah. Because now I just feel like a child. Yeah. Like, I'm going to have a tantrum because you're not letting me get my way.
You would love how I'm living up in the country. My the only thing in my living room right now, which is huge, is a spotting scope so I can look at the wildlife. And I've got my dining room set up as my living room where I have patio furniture. But last week I added a lazy boy that was sitting at the end of somebody's driveway.
Oh my gosh. That's
probably
like Sanford
full of
bed
bugs.
This is great. Oh boy. And it's been outside. Oh, Kenny.
And someone's hair was on the headrest.
It's white leather. It's
white leather. Ew!
I checked for cooties. I checked for cooties.
Oh, Kenny, way to reuse and recycle. I mean, that's good. Wow. White leather. Are you sure? You maybe wonder what has happened to Duncan Sheik.
Yeah?
That was such a one-hit wonder. But very good one-hit wonder. I liked it.
I think it'd be a great Halloween costume to dress as a sheik and just bring donuts with you.
And who are you? I'm Duncan Sheik.
I'm Duncan Sheik.
This is why I hate Halloween, because I'm never clever like that. Kenny.
That's so dumb, Don.
It is dumb,
but it's funny.
But, you know, anytime you have to explain your Halloween costume, it sucks, you know?
Or it's funny.
People should just get it. Yeah, yeah.
All right, speaking of funny, hopefully it'll be funny. Kenny, we're going to do a little pivot here, a Thanksgiving pivot, and we're going to do some Would You Rather Thanksgiving questions.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's see. Do I have any music for this? Nope,
would
go ahead.
Would you rather?
Yeah, there you go.
Would you rather?
Oh, you think I would at this point. Here we go.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I do.
It's time to make a choice.
Those notes there, Grace Slick. Nice job.
There you go.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Okay. So these are some icebreaker questions. You're not going to be with anyone at Thanksgiving other than your immediate people.
Right.
But we're going to have to try to find things to do, friends, because we've been staring at each other for 8 months. So this isn't going to be our best Thanksgiving. We need to try harder. Okay.
That's
what
true.
I'm saying.
Okay, great.
Okay. So would you rather eat an entire turkey by yourself or eat all the Thanksgiving stuffing by yourself?
Ooh. How much time do I have?
I don't think it's a time.
It's
contest.
Not a time. Okay, good. Because that would make me sick. I'm going to go for stuffing. I love it.
I'll do turkey. Okay. Yeah. Love turkey.
Yeah, but I think if I had to pick, I'm going to pick the stuffing because that is the better part. Yeah. But you'd be so full.
Yeah. Right.
Because all the grease and the bread and okay.
Oh, I mean, it's not good for you. Let's be clear. But this is a fantasy world.
Is a fantasy world. Yes. Okay. Would you rather have 2 days of Thanksgiving or 2 days of Christmas?
2 days of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Easy.
Really? Yeah. I thought this was like such a no-brainer.
No. Well,
are you down with
Thanksgiving.
Christmas? Stephanie, you want Christmas?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, everybody wants Christmas. The gifts.
Not Kenny and I. We want to eat a lot of great meals, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys
and
are
pie.
Doing more for the food?
Tons of pie. Yeah. I want like 4 different kinds of pie, except the kind with nuts on it, whatever that is. But Stephanie, how quickly you forget. There's every year you come back to my talk in January talking about what a disaster the people who come to your Christmas party made it.
It's true. It's true. And I talk about that Christmas is my fourth job.
Yes.
You guys, though, I am managing this year so much better already because I have gotten my whole family to draw names.
Mm.
So there'll be less gift buying.
Sure.
Lobster wouldn't do it because he said he wants 20 presents. So he's getting 20 presents and everyone else is getting one. But there you go. Okay, back to would you rather.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you rather wash your hair with mashed potatoes or with stuffing?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm assuming it's mashed potatoes and gravy, right?
No, it just says mashed potatoes.
Oh,
mashed
gosh.
Potatoes. We'll go with potatoes.
Yeah, that'd be less, you know, chunky.
And less greasy, maybe. Yeah. They wouldn't stink.
Yeah.
I don't know, like herbs, little herbs in your hair, that might be a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather eat a Thanksgiving meal with just your hands?
Mm.
Or have to open Christmas presents just using a fork?
Oh, food. Yeah, eat with my hands.
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah.
Food.
Yeah. You it's food. Not that big of a stretch for you to eat with your hands.
No. Can slurp that gravy right out. Yeah, right out of my face. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
This next one is really interesting.
And probably without a shirt on, too.
Oh,
yum. Let those flex a dressing in your chest hair.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather keep a turkey as a pet for a year?
Oh.
Or have to kill the turkey you eat for Thanksgiving?
How about both?
Oh, my God. Kenny, you sadistic mountain
well,
man.
What? That's a farmer thing. That's no big deal.
I'd rather just kill a turkey. That's actually a skill that I'd like to learn.
Okay.
I've never done that. I've watched other people, like, kill a chicken.
And then it does run around with its head cut off sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it as a pet. I'm one of those people that loves to eat meat, but I'm a hypocrite and I don't want to know about the killing process or the bleeding out or any of the icky details.
I want my pain in the ass that is.
I want my turkey to come with the wet white skin where you've plucked it all and I don't need to know anything except putting butter on it.
Oh god, okay.
All right. Would you rather always feel too full or always feel a little hungry?
Ugh, I feel like I'm always a little hungry anyway. So I'll do that one.
Because being a little full is always like gas producing.
Yeah, you don't feel like doing anything.
I want to be hungry. Because being hungry is like a constant state, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not anything that unusual, really.
Exactly.
Okay. My questions are getting stupider and stupider.
That's okay.
Would you rather spend Thanksgiving in New York City or on a farm?
Farm.
Oh, I've never done New York City. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, in a non-COVID time when things would be open and you
because
could go to Rockefeller Center.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, did you guys hear about the owl in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
Oh.
Yeah.
This make my heart, like, literally I had pain.
I know.
This
that
little baby
owl. It's at a sanctuary now, but it traveled all those miles in that tree.
Yes, think how scared it was. And why do they have a real tree in Rockefeller Center? Like, you could make it equally as nice with a fake one.
Have you seen what it looks like now?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So, it drastically changed. Like, the third of its branches are gone and needles are gone. It's so 2020.
But,
you've got to Google before and after on Twitter, Rockefeller tree.
No, it's before and after because they've now fixed it.
They fixed it?
They add branches. They drill out holes and stuff in new branches, and it's all full and fluffy and nice again.
It was looking real poorly.
It looked like the Charlie Brown tree.
It did.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. I'm looking at the Rockefeller Center scraggly tree. Yeah, it looks like it had a little bit of issue.
Problems,
but that's what trees look like when we get them at our house. I will say the lobster isn't the best tree picker.
I kind of miss having a live tree.
We have a live tree.
Yeah. We used to just go out on our property because we have 8 acres and we would just go pick one out. You know, we have woods and stuff like that.
I like to go to the neighbor's property and pick one out.
Oh, sure. We'd do that too.
Yeah.
Do you know what my sister said she's going to do? Because she's going to do her pots this weekend, you know, or greenery. And she asked me, she goes, well, did you buy your stuff? I said, yeah, I went to Bachman's and bought the stuff. She goes, I'm just going to take a clippers and like go to the park.
Yes!
I'm like, okay, Gladys Kravitz, you and your clippers are out there in Anoka in some park.
Yes!
Just getting your freebies while the rest of us are not ruining the park.
No, that's awesome.
I thought that was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard, that she's literally going to save 5 cents by going to the park.
Steph, do you argue with everybody in your
yes.
life? This is awesome.
I do.
It's so awesome.
I totally
you should
do.
Be a reality show.
It would be pretty real, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
much.
Totally. I would love to watch that show.
Okay.
You have one more question? We have time for maybe one more. Okay.
Okay. Would you rather invite a famous person to join your family's dinner or be the one person invited to join a famous family's dinner?
Ugh.
Hmm. I would feel... I'll invite Brad Pitt to my family dinner.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you know him. Oh,
no, I don't. I know.
So hot.
No, I know. I've met his brother.
Did some window peeping or something about
yeah,
with
my
him,
next
right?
door... Yeah. My other best friend in high school lived next door to him.
Okay. So you're going to invite Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Kenny, what are you doing?
I would rather go to a famous person because
yes.
then I can always leave.
And
you know, sorry,
think of how good the food would be.
Yes. Yeah. You already want to leave.
Yeah,
I
you'd get
that.
Like the
yeah.
best champagne. You'd get the best food. You'd get to see like how the other half lives. They'd have
yeah.
someone that would clean it for you for sure. They'd have like a servant or someone that can clean up.
Yeah.
Whose famous house would you want to go to?
Hmm.
I want to go to J-Lo and A-Rod's house.
Oh, yeah.
Because she looks super nice. She's really cute. He looks like he is kind of a himbo, but that's okay. And they have sweet little kids. And you know they have, like, good food.
Yeah.
J-Lo's a good cook.
Yeah. I would like to go to Martha Stewart's, probably.
Oh, that'd be fun, too. Yeah.
Dawn, I was going to say that, but then I decided, you know what would be better than Martha? Snoop Dogg.
Yes!
So I would go to Snoop's. I would go to Snoop's.
He'd at least have the good pot. I bet you Martha Stewart.
Would you rather?
I bet you Martha Stewart is not very nice in person. I mean, she can talk about her prison stay.
Yeah.
And she was apparently in their prison stay very nice to the inmates. She taught them lots of things.
Yeah, how to cook good things in
uh-huh.
the microwave.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was, and she did crafts with them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. If I had to, like, go to a famous, like, I'd want to go to Ina Garten's house.
Oh, yeah,
the barefoot
great.
Contessa. Mm-hmm. Me, her, and Jeffrey. We would have a great time.
Yeah.
We would drink martinis. We would play cards. The gravy would be really good.
She's sweet. Oh, my God.
Segment's over.
Yeah. It is. It's
right.
over. It's over. Okay, we're done with Thanksgiving talk.
We'll be back.
Another good one-hit wonder. I wonder who's in charge of all this fantastic music.
I think it's Rocco.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Okay, are you doing a good job over there, Dawn?
I don't know.
You
I feel
so?
Like I'm not. I feel like I'm just... No.
Oh, it's just
I'll be honest with
no.
you. I'll be honest with you. No, not feeling, you know, I need this day to be, you know, we need the
over.
Weekend. I need the weekend.
To just regroup?
Yeah, I
okay.
do. Yeah. But thanks for coming in and filling in for Jason today.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I had a lot of fill-in mojo today, but,
oh.
you know, it's weird because you don't do anything. You just sit home.
Yeah.
You work. And that's not super exciting for anybody, but I guess having a job feels great, or
yes,
any job feels awesome.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people don't, so there's that. You don't go to the store. You don't have friends over. I text with a couple friends, but I'm kind of a one-word, one-sentence texter.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, friends that are really good at texting? Like, they give you this paragraph about whatever it is you're talking about, and I'm just like, cool. Cool story, bruh.
It's in between. Oh, like, I have
God.
This group text with four friends from college that I'm kind of irritated by. I wish I wasn't in it.
Oh, well, you can get out.
Well, no, I can't.
Leave the conversation like I do.
Yeah, you
I can't because some of them don't have iPhones, so you can't leave the conversation.
Oh, when?
I've literally asked, I was like, hey, is there any way that you guys can start a new conversation
without me in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. My brother, I have a brother that loves the family chat, and I have a brother that if it's not on topic and something he cares about, he's out. Like the first text that goes out, he's out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You two, last night, while I'm trying to watch The Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, not because you were real busy.
And then to make it worse, the chuckleheads that I work with on the podcast, all of them. So there was like 8 people, 2 different group text conversations talking about the most banal, lame, dumb things ever. Finally, I just turned my phone off.
Now, Kenny, Stephanie sent me a text saying she was looking forward to tomorrow and just informing me what she put on our grid. I answered her and I said, thank you. That's it. That's all we did.
Yeah, I don't have to be involved in those conversations.
You.
the conversation of like work, the actual show planning, anything of substance.
Yeah.
Do you? I'm like Julie in that regard. I just breeze in and whatever happens, happens.
Oh, boy.
He's the guy in the back seat for sure. Stephanie's driving the car. I'm in the passenger seat. And Kenny's in the back, not even looking forward, laying out sideways.
Just waiting.
Right?
Yes,
where
exactly.
Where are we going? Who cares?
Thing in hand.
Half of the time, he might be sleeping. It's fine.
Yep. Oh, that is so true, too. And I would for sure be driving because I'm a control freak and I can't give up anybody else driving.
Oh, no.
So, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't. MC drives everywhere, and I appreciate it. I always tell him, thank you for driving.
Because, oh, that's so kind.
Because I drove for a living for part of my life, and I don't want to. I wish I didn't have to
come
to work.
You were a driver? What did you do?
Well, Big-ass truck, though.
Yeah, I did. You know, I was
a Were you a long-haul trucker?
No.
Almost,
but I did drive a big
Dock Mack truck, right, Don?
Yeah. And
it was
like
a dock truck.
And then for a while, like a 40-foot Winnebago for marketing things. So
wow.
So
she was on tour with Ozfest, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, it's been like 20 years, but yeah.
Okay.
My dad was also I think it's like you think you can do it because you're like it's something in your DNA, but my dad actually drove a Trailways bus, if you remember that.
Yep.
That it's kind of like Greyhound. It was another company out there. He did that for years and other buses and big vehicles. So it's like, oh, I guess I can learn to do this, you know.
I've often thought that if my husband had to repick a career,
mm-hmm.
he would have picked being a driver.
Oh, really?
Loves driving.
He loves it.
We get in the van. We have a Class B Winnebago Paseo van that
cool.
we bought on a lark because our other van was collapsing and we had to get
on
home.
On the road.
Yeah, we bought it on the road.
Oh,
and then we thought we'd sell it when we got home, but now we kind of like it. So I don't know. We're trying to conjure up the next van trip. And it's weird because you can really travel safely in a van because it has its own bathroom.
Sure.
We cook our own food.
Oh.
So like we can bring groceries from home and literally not interact with anybody if we don't want to.
Oh, that's great.
That's my dream.
Yeah.
So
I want to retire and just live in an RV and
uh-huh.
travel around and work at different theme parks.
Yeah. So,
so
we could do it.
Fun.
All right, guys. It was fun.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks everyone.
Oh, have a great
weekend. Have a
weekend.
Great weekend.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Stay crabby.
Huh? All right.
Stay crabby. All right.
Get lost.
You're gone away. It's a beautiful day.